With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Almanzon. Seawalls have been the most common response to coastal erosion in California over the last 50 years. And when they break, they are usually repaired. But the Surfrider Foundation says these little fixes are becoming a big problem in the face of sea level rise. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
It's an August afternoon in Pacific Grove. Isabel Ramos and Uralia Duran are visiting for the first time.
Spain, Barcelona.
Wearing sweaters and sandals, they are getting ready to walk along the city's recreation trail. It's along Pacific Grove's coastal bluff and overlooks the emerald green Pacific Ocean.
Beautiful. We found beautiful.
Even on this weekday afternoon, this dirt trail near Lover's Point is crowded with families, joggers, and tourists. A seawall built of rock and mortar protects it from the crashing waves. But in January, the waves were too much for the wall. A storm tore out a large chunk, leaving a gap.
It's just like a tooth that was removed from the smile.
Ben Harvey is Pacific Grove's city manager. He points over a temporary barricade that's in front of the gap. You can see the piece that fell out of the wall. It's resting below in the water.
This is a seawall that was built over 80 years ago. This was all done by hand. These rocks were largely hand-hewn to fit in this structure, in this formation.
Harvey says fixing the damage is necessary to keep protecting one of the city's biggest assets.
We have the trail here, which could fall right into the ocean too. And that would be eliminating that access that we have here, which is right on the edge of the water.
The California Coastal Commission approved the repair. Surfrider Foundation says that's becoming a slippery slope. The nonprofit works to protect the ocean and beaches. I reached its California policy manager, Jennifer Savage, by phone.
So you have all these little sort of patches, that like patch jobs, that don't maybe seem like a big deal if they were an isolated event. But when you combine what is happening, you know, we've got about 110 miles of the coastline armored at this point.
That's about 10% of California's coastline. So the Surfrider Foundation started tracking the number of emergency permits the Coastal Commission has granted. They found 93 in the last 10 years. Savage says emergency repairs mean alternatives are not explored. She calls it the do now, plan later culture.
I think we need to start thinking about it now. Everything we hear about sea level rise and the effects of climate change are only getting worse the more we know.
UC Santa Cruz professor Dr. Gary Griggs recently helped update the state's guidelines on how to deal with sea level rise.
We're going to have to face sooner or later the idea that much of California's development is going to be exposed to higher tides, larger waves, higher water levels.
I meet him about an hour north of Pacific Grove at Lighthouse Point Park in Santa Cruz. There's a similar oceanfront trail that we walk along. It's also protected by a seawall. This one is called riprap, rocks stacked on the beach. Dr. Griggs says no matter how they're constructed, all seawalls have a lifespan.
They're all going to break down eventually. I mean, it may be the last a century. That's great. But ultimately, the water level is going to get above that.
Griggs says it's time to start planning for something other than seawalls.
Called it a number of different things, managed retreat, planned retreat, stepping back gracefully, but that's not something people do gracefully. If that's your house, it's your family house, you want to pass it on to your kids, if it's your boardwalk or your hotel. So we have some really tough decisions ahead of us.
There are only a few examples of managed retreats so far in California. One is in Ventura at Surfers Point. Some parking spots and a bike trail were moved back. But more and more cities are considering managed retreat, including Pacific Grove. While the Coastal Commission did approve a permit to repair their seawall, it came with a condition: come up with a shoreline management plan that addresses sea level rise. City Manager Ben Harvey says they already plan to do that.
For those people out there that are wondering if sea level rise is real, I can't think of any other indicator more real than us having to put together a shoreline management plan, because we're experiencing that. We're seeing it. We know we're going to have more of it. We have to do something about it.
The Coastal Commission has given the city 3 years to complete the plan. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.